The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
It's Matt Slick Live. Matt is the founder and president of the Christian Apologetics Research Ministry, found online at carm.org. When you have questions about Bible doctrines, turn to Matt Slick Live for answers, taking your calls and responding to your questions at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. I hope the Lord blesses you today and that you enjoy the show today. Whatever happens, whatever the Lord has in store for us, if you want to give me a call, all you got to do is dial 877-207-2276. We have nobody waiting. And yeah, we are going back to the old music. And just letting you guys know that today is February 10th, 2022, which means it's live if today is, you know, March 10th, 2022. So why don't you give me a call, all right? All right. So, let's see. What kind of stuff should we talk about? Because I got so many things, of course. Now, one is I'm starting a series on my Patreon account, patreon.com, Matt Slick, and I'm going through and doing a series on apologetics. It's going to take me 2, 3, 4 months, probably. I'm going through step by step. Oh, excuse me, I got a cough. And, boy, hold on. Something went down the wrong pipe. So I'm doing that, and you can check that out, too, if you want. But I've been talking with Black Hebrew Israelite people recently, doing a lot of discussions and learning, and I'm in the early stages of gathering information. I'll be writing a whole section on that on Carm. I've been enjoying that. And I've been meeting a lot of brothers in the Lord who know this topic, been debating it for a long time, and I'm just taking copious notes, detailed notes from these guys who see it, things, have insights. That's how I like to learn. Awesome. Read some books, too, on it, and collecting everything I can. I'm doing that. So I'm enjoying that. Yeah. So anyway, if you want to give me a call, all you have to do, because we have three open lines, is dial 877-207-2276. I want to hear from you, so you know, give me a call. All right, why don't we just jump right on the lines? Let's just get to Calvin from Raleigh, North Carolina. I guess he's predestined to call. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, Matt. Good afternoon. Question: what's your take on the statement? What's your take on the statement? It's appointed man wants to die. In this current, well, not current, but in this world whereby medicine is so good, and you know that people have been dying and then coming back to life and maybe dying again, what's your approach on that?
Well, the statement, Hebrews 9:27, is appointed a man to die once after this is judgment. It's talking about the death that leads to permanent death and judgment. And the reason I say it that way is because lately the topic of NDEs, near-death experiences, have been coming up. And whenever we talk about this, you know, can you die, so to speak, NDE, and then come back? Well, it certainly seems to be the case to some degree, because it says in 2 Corinthians 12, 2 through 4, Paul says, I know a man whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. Such a man was caught up to the third heaven. So there looks like that is justification for being separated from the body and to be aware in the afterlife. So from that only, that's why I will entertain the idea of NDEs. And we'll talk more about that. But the thing is that when the Bible says it's appointed a man to die once, well, what exactly is death? There's a death that we can suffer, so to speak. Doctors will say, yeah, you were dead for 20 minutes. Well, is that really death? Well, medically it is, and we call it that, the brain waves or heartbeat or breath. I don't know what, you know, I'm not a doctor. So I'm a little bit, you know, not sure what they mean by that and how that would apply to Hebrews 9:27. So when it says to die once, I think what that really is meaning is the death that is death. You know, physically, not you're gone for 20 minutes and you're brought back. That's not real death that the Bible talks about. Make sense?
It does. It does.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
Okay. All right.
So that's what I think. But good question. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
All right, man. God bless. Hey, if you guys want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. And you can get on the air. We have four open lines. I want to hear from you. Give me a call. And if you want to join us in the chat room, all you have to do is go to the carm.org website, carm.org, in the right-hand side. You'll see Matt Slick Live. And then you'll see today's show, and there's a link. You just copy it and put it into, maybe I'll edit it and see if we can get it to be an auto link. You put it into a browser, you can come into the chat room. Another way to do that is in Facebook, facebookcarm.org. You can do that too from there. All right, let's get to Jay. Hey, Jay from Virginia. Welcome. You're on the air, buddy.
Hey, Matt. Listen, lately I've been listening to a lot of, like, Doug Wilson online, and seems very interesting, very solid guy, but he talks a lot about post-millennialism, and I'm, you know, like, it, when he talks about it, it sounds very reasonable, but at the same time, I don't get a clear idea of what exactly he means by post-millennialism. It's not a viewpoint I'm as familiar with as I am with, like, pre-mill or ah-mill.
Yeah, pre-mill says there's a thousand-year period, a reign of Christ, which is a literal 1,000-year, and that the rapture and stuff happens before it.
Mm-hmm.
Amillennialism, I hold to amillennialism, says that that 1,000 years is a figurative number because it's used in a figurative context and other things that are figurative about it. And so, furthermore, I'm a pessimistic amillennialist. I believe that things are going to get worse and worse and worse, and that Jesus is going to come back before mankind kills himself. That's my opinion. I'm a pessimist when it comes to that. Jesus says in Matthew 24:22, unless those days be cut short, no life would be saved. So, hold on. So that's my opinion. Now, I hope I'm wrong, because I call it depressed eschatology. All right.
Yeah.
So post-millennialism says, no, the millennial reign of Christ is a figurative kind of a thing. Now, there are different views in this, but the world's going to get better and better and better through the preaching of the gospel, and that through the preaching of the gospel and the conversion of the world to the faith, the Christian faith, then it will usher in the kingdom in the time of Christ.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to fall in line with the kind of stuff I've heard him, like Doug Wilson and Jeff Durbin and people like these talk about, but like I never could get quite a full grasp of exactly what they thought of the millennium based off of those.
Right. And it's an optimistic
view.
It's
a very optimistic view, but like when I listen to him talk about it, sometimes I just like, oh God, that would be great if that was true. But I think I tend to lean more towards what you talk about with the pessimistic amillennial view. Yeah. But I try to stay open to like other ideas as long as they seem like they're within orthodoxy.
Yeah, and pre-mill, amill, post-mill are all within orthodoxy, meaning
exactly. You
can hold those. And it doesn't mean you're not a Christian. Unfortunately,
exactly.
Some amillennialists, 100 years ago kind of a thing, were whacked. And they would deny the deity of Christ and deny certain things. So amillennialism was associated with stupidity and liberalism. And that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But more and more people are becoming amillennial. And that's fine. And more people are becoming postmillennial. And that's fine. You know, it's okay. But like I said, I'm a pessimistic amillennialist. In fact, I think that when God spoke to Adam in Genesis 2:17, he says, the day that you eat of this, you will die. I think he's speaking to all people. And that, you know, Adam also, but all people in him, you're going to die. And the wages of sin is death, and things are going to get so bad that Jesus has got to come back and put a stop to it and fix everything and have a gigantic celestial, I told you so. That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah, I think at this point, the best I can think of is like we should preach the gospel and work for the building of the kingdom, like it was post millennial, but
yes.
We keep our eye on the amillennial view.
Yeah, that's right.
That's just my take.
I agree with you, and I don't believe in pre-trib rapture. but I hope they're right. I don't believe
neither
in
do
post.
I.
Yeah, I hope post-mill is correct. I hope pre-trib and post-mill are correct. I don't think they are. I would love to be wrong. I really would.
Yeah,
please let me
be
wrong.
Yeah, post-mill is not true. My favorite, my best bet is like going, okay, I don't think the pre-tribs are right, but I would love to get a free pass out of it.
Oh, I'm so with you on that. But I just don't see it. I just don't see it in Scripture. Yeah. You know, and the verses they use, in my opinion, they take out of context, they misapply them, and things like that. And, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or anything, and I wish that, that things got better. But come on, look at the world. The Antichrist is going to be coming. And here's something else that I find problematic with the post-millennial view. Now, actually, you know, I do know a post-mill. I have a friend who's post-mill. I could get him on the air here, I think, if he's not working. I could get him on the air sometime, and he could explain the post-mill view. And I don't have any problem with that. If we want to, you know, if someone wants to come on for 15 minutes, I interview them. Well, what's this? What's this? What's your view? What verses? And they want to talk about their post-millennial view and defend it from Scripture. That's fine. In fact, this friend of mine was doing that with me about a week and a half or so ago, and he had some good responses to some stuff. He really did. I didn't think of that before. But then I asked him a few things, and he actually said, well, I got to think about that too. And, you know, that's good that we both were saying that. But I think my views can't be surmounted by his position. And I think his views can be surmounted by mine. But that's just my arrogance talking, you know, because I think I'm right about everything. That's what I tell my wife anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that's a natural human state to think we're right.
Well, that's right.
I mean, if we thought we were wrong, well, why would we think that?
You know, that reminds, I'll go to my wife and I'll say something, and you know, it's like, but of course, what I just said is right. I mean, come on, isn't it? You know, isn't it obvious? And she gives me this weird look, as though I'm kind of like not all there. There's something wrong with me. So I don't know what her problem is, but you know, I don't know what it is. She rubs her forehead around me a lot and stares at me with squinty eyes while she's shaking her head. I don't know if other women do that, but that's what my wife does.
Yeah, your wife and my wife could probably compare notes, but...
What is wrong with them?
Right?
What is wrong?
I'll let you get on with your other callers, and you have a great, blessed evening, man. I appreciate your time.
You too, man. God bless. All right.
Bless you.
Okay. Hey, folks, we don't have anybody waiting. And we got a break coming up in a minute or a half or so. Why don't you give me a call? 877-207-2276. Yeah, that's right. I'm a pessimistic all-millennialist. I believe it's going to get worse. Jesus says in Matthew 24:29, but immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light and the stars will fall from the sky. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other. That's Matthew 24:29-31. And that's happening after the tribulation of those days. I just don't see pre-trib as working. But, you know, the post-mill guys, what they'll say is they'll say the terms are used of victory. The Son of Man appearing in the sky, the Son of coming on the clouds. It means victory, victory. Don't you understand victory, man? Anyway, hey, we got four open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. We'll be right back.
Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Welcome back to the show. And this is, let's see, February 10th, 2022 for the podcast listeners. If you want to give me a call, four open lines, 877-207-2276. Four open lines. Give me a call. Nancy from Virginia, welcome. You're here on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, can a woman lead a co-ed Bible study?
I would say no. The Bible says, Paul says, they do not allow a woman to teach or exercise authority over a man. So teaching is included in that. And they're not to do that because Adam was first created. So That's just what it is. Now, personally, I don't have a problem. But so, what's the scripture say? And so we have to be careful. We don't want to have a woman be the one who's in charge of a Bible study teaching while men are there, because then they are then under the authority of that woman in that Bible study, and she's in that teaching position. We don't want that.
Mm.
Now, here's a question, though. Got some noise in the background there. But back in seminary, we had a week-long period where all the classes were opened up to the public. And so anybody from around could just drive in, walk into any class. It was great. And they flew in a woman to teach during this one-week period, to teach a few classes. And one of the classes she was teaching was how women could be used in the church. And I thought, this would be an excellent class for me to take. This is on a seminary level, graduate level. So I was in there, and the place was packed, and I was the only male in the entire room, which I had a problem with. There should have been more men. Now, can a woman teach in that context? I'd say yes, because it's not a Bible study. It's a seminary teaching thing. It's not a church setting. And that's why there's a difference.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. You're welcome. All right. That's Nancy from Virginia. If you want to give me a call, three open lines, 877-207-2276. Let's get to Kevin from Virginia. Kevin, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Matt. How you doing?
Doing all right. Now, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, you got a question. My question is, is it possible to sin while dreaming? That's a pretty wild dream, too.
Well, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty depraved, and it touches everything I am all the time. So I would say, for me, yeah. I can think things and dream things that, for my own heart and mind, that are not good. Well, I think so.
Right.
That's me. I don't know about you guys. So, I think that.
Okay. I was just wondering if that's considered a sin. Is something that do we control that, our dreams? You know, is something just throughout the day?
That's a thing. Well, I remember I've had dreams where I've actually wrestled with issues in the dreams between right and wrong. I've actually had those
right.
Dreams. I've woken up and going, wait a minute, I had this debate with myself about what to do in my sleep in a dream. I've had that a few times. So, yeah, you know, I think so.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, Matt. Have a good night.
You too, man. God bless, buddy. All right. Hey, four open lines. Give me a call, 877-207-2276. Okay, give me a call, folks. All right, let's get to Brian from Canada. Hey, Brian, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing all right, man. By God's grace. What do you got, buddy?
Yeah, you asked me to call in about we had a pastor here arrested for the third time, basically being harassed consistently by our local police force here, and I think he wanted some details, but seems to be not just a Canadian thing, it's a thing around our province. Our province is pretty, let's say, not very kind to us Christians.
No, they're haters of God. That reminds me, I say to people, you know, they resign to protest, you know, because they're good. And I say, don't do that. Stay in there and fight, you know?
But yeah, anyway, exactly. This incites me, you know, this makes me want to go and help them more, you know. And
so
he was arrested several times for running a street church where he was feeding the homeless and the, you know, the people that were, you know, that haven't had a good shake in life, you know. And our city council has been constantly harassing him and wrangling the whole thing. And he gets a little
COVID?
Bit, they're using the COVID as, you know, because he was running, he was trying to have church service. And two or three times, the police just barged in on the service, and they tried to arrest him one time, and he basically talked them out of there, saying it was our Charter of Rights would allow that. It's similar to the American Charter of Rights, where we're allowed to peacefully,
assemble.
We can congregate. Sorry, assemble, freedom of assembly and speech, and apparently our federal government doesn't know what that means. So. And the COVID, of course, is with the truckers, too. Of course, you've probably heard of the stuff
going on up here. I'm so happy for them.
For the convoy.
I'm so glad they're doing it. Now there's rumors it's going to happen here in America. Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that too. Yeah, we follow a news organization called Rebel News, and they're the only news source that actually gives a fair shot of everything. Everything that they've shown about the convoy are people that are lawless and breaking things, and it's racist.
Of course,
racist comes up all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it's really they're just trying to beat it out of us, you know.
Yeah.
over and over.
You cannot trust the government. You cannot trust the media. I tell people, you can't. They are liars.
No.
Back in seminary,
oh, yeah.
I had a friend who was from South Africa. And he was so livid one day at seminary. This is back in 1991. I forgot which year.
Okay.
And he told me that the night before he was watching the apartheid riots. And he recognized his street corner of his brother, where his house was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he recognized it, and he called up his brother live. Hey, man, are you okay? I've seen the riots. And the guy said, what riots? There were no riots going on. The media had invented a false narrative in order to sway the population into believe and behave a certain way. You cannot trust the media because they're full of unbelievers, the godless, and their currency is lies. Cannot trust them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not at all. Like I said, the only thing we have is Rebel News, and they are amazing. They've been getting coverage on Fox and
Rebel News, huh?
CNN. You know when they? Yeah, Rebel News. Yeah.
Rebelnews.com.
And,
or what?
They're very fair.
What is it?
I'm not on the webpage. It's not. I think it's Rebelnews.ca or something. I'm sorry, I don't have the.
Okay, I'm
the
checking.
Site up here. Okay, but yeah, they're on YouTube. They've been demonetized off of YouTube.
Of course.
Yeah,
it is .ca.
So they're on
Rebel
Rumble
News.
Also. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they do a daily report of everything that's going on, and now it's the... They're trying to freeze the drivers out in the convoy in Ottawa right now. They're basically... They took their fuel away from them, so they're... whole entire families that have nothing to come home to, living in these trucks and cars, and the government has stolen the petrol. So basically they're trying to freeze them out of there. So then yesterday they made jerry cans illegal because people were bringing jerry cans in to put into the vehicles. Well, our people trolled them really big time.
Hold on. We got a break. I want to hear this.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think it's past, I'd be careful what I say, but something needs to be done. Hey folks, we'll be right back after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. If you want to give me a call, all you have to do is dial 877-207-2276. Let's get back on with Brian from Canada. All right. You there?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here. Yeah.
All right, you were saying, because they're outlawing jerry cans, or they're trying to do all kinds of stuff. They want to stop.
Yeah.
Right, uh-huh.
So what some of the smart truckers and citizens are really backing them amazingly here. It's the press will want you to think. In fact, our Justin Trudeau said it was a small fringe minority. That is absolutely not as complete. And then in the same breath, he'll say it just can't move around the city. But what they did was they trolled the government by everyone buying empty jerry cans, and everyone's walking around the streets with empty jerry cans. So the police, they're checking everybody. They just gave up on it. So... apparently, then the court then said that they would return the fuel back to them, but there are some rumors that they contaminated the fuel.
They did. My wife told me about that. They were putting the fuel back with water in it. Now, why would the police do this?
Yeah.
Why would they? You know, this is dishonest and it's corruption because it's not their property to damage, and they do this. They're trying to harm the trucks. That to me, man, that's like saying, oh, you want to do damage to our equipment. Okay, gloves are off.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with people, truckers bringing in stuff and just dropping off trailers and just going away.
Yeah.
You know, put them on sidewalks.
Well, what are they going to do? How are they going to move the trucks?
Exactly.
If they can't fuel the trucks, how are they going to move them?
That's right.
It's just laughable. It's just laughable, it is. You know.
Well, you got to start playing hard, anyway. You know, hardball, because one thing I've noticed is that if you just hold up a sign and complain, the left wants that because they don't care. You're just they don't care what you say. Yeah. It's just a sign. But the left, see, they allow rioting and looting. That's, you know, from that's okay. Yeah. That's freedom of speech. But you can't do what you want to do. You can't trust the left. Okay, I'm not saying get violent, but I'm telling you got to up the game a little bit. And also, what I've heard is that a lot of people are bringing in, there's a law in Canada, my wife was telling me, about some container that they can't look into without a warrant, like a backpack kind of a thing, whatever it is, I don't know. And they're putting bags of gasoline in those things. And they can't look into them. So now you know what's going to happen is, now all of a sudden there's going to be a new law taking away more and more of rights. Stupid leadership. They're morons. They're saying this is just a fringe thing, and they're lying. The media is lying. They have to understand you can't keep oppressing the people. They get tired of it, and people are tired of it all over the place.
Yes. Yeah. I think that Christians should get more into politics as well. I agree with you on
absolutely.
That stance.
I've been saying that
Don't
decades.
Shy away from it. Yeah.
Yeah. We are supposed
to be. I know a lot don't want
to be.
Cause any trouble.
You can't trust the unbelievers in politics. Yeah. We have to have Christians in there. No, you can't trust the unbelievers. The unbelievers, they'll lie, they'll cheat, they'll steal. They, you know, they have their self-interest in. They'll do all kinds of things under the table. They're unbelievers.
Yes.
Stupid Christians will say, no, don't get involved in politics. That's not our business. Yes, it is.
Totally is, yes. Well, I posted the Pastor Art's his ministry on their chat sheet, on their chat wall, streetchurch.ca.
Streetchurch.ca.
And I would really ask that.
What is it? Street Church? What?
Yeah, I've got it on the YouTube. Okay. I got it on the YouTube. It's streetchurch.ca.
Streetchurch.ca.
Yeah, streetchurch.ca. One word.
Also, you know, GoFundMe, that I will never use them again. I used to here and there. Not anymore. Now I'm going to give, send, go. Because you cannot trust the leftists. You can't trust them. People need to say it. You can't say, you can't trust them. They're liars. They're cheats. You can't trust them. And they're in
power. They should never have used GoFundMe. They should never have used GoFundMe to start with. But I guess, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Yeah. But anyway. If you could give us a prayer, send us prayers. We need it up here.
you guys do.
For the health of all the drivers and their families. Yeah.
That's right. Amen. You know, in fact,
Amen.
We donated to them, my wife and I.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Yeah, that's very appreciated. Mm-hmm.
And I recommend others do it.
Most of these are Christians.
Yeah. What's that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, most of the drivers are Christians, too. I've noticed that. They have their own ministry following around with them. And they outlawed the bouncy castle today.
Yeah. Oh, today?
They had a bouncy castle on the street. Yeah. So they moved it out.
What about porta potties? Can you use potties? You can outlaw going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Next.
Well, they did bring in porta potties, then they took them away. But then, you know, truckers are pretty resourceful people. They brought in a few flatbeds full of porta potties, and they've been leaving the streets cleaner than when they left them when they first got there. They've been doing actually. They've been the crime rate is the lowest it's ever been in downtown Ottawa. And also, it's the cleanest it's ever been.
Yeah. This shows you how the moronic
They're full
stupidity.
Of respect, you know?
Yeah. The moronic stupidity of the left. What I've been saying off and on is, you know, this is an idea. What if, you know, this happened in every, like, you know, in every, I don't know how it works in Canada. We have states here, capital of each state.
Provinces here, yeah.
Okay. A capital of each province, truckers showed up. And, you know, and did this kind of a thing. I like the idea of people in mass, if your name starts with, last name starts with an A on, you know, whatever date, you know, September 1st, whatever it is, everybody with their last name A shows up and just holds up signs and, you know, brings in little whatevers and leaves things, you know, and then clean everything up. And the next day it's B, the next day it's C, and you go through and you do this all over the country at the same time. This needs to happen. Because these I get I get very angry at heresies and lies that lead people to damnation. It's part of how I'm put together. I get very upset by it. It's one of the reasons I do what I do. I also see the same kind of idiocy and stupidity in the political system, in the lies that they are promoting, the ungodliness, hypocrisy, and it just it angers me. And I think that we need to step up and say enough of this, enough. Because if we don't, they'll continue to trample over our rights.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And I think people are finally coming around. Maybe it's not too late. I have faith, but it's pretty tough right now. It is happening in every major city, by the way, too, right now.
It is. So good
in Canada.
You know,
yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
So it's catching on.
Well, I'm embarrassed because as an American, we always do everything first and best. You guys are certainly showing us up.
Well, it's all we all stand together in this, and the truckers are all standing together north and south of the border. So it's all, you know, it's all coming through. And, you know, I love Americans. I used to live down there. So. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, I'm glad people are actually uniting. It's actually a revolution that's happening.
Good.
And that gets the eyes of the American press on it too, because we're not that far away and we're a number one trading partner.
Yeah, but it's starting here, and so we're gonna get some supplies, because if it happens there and it happens here, the truckers are our supplies, and so, you know, get ready for a bit of a difficulty. But that's what's necessary sometimes in order to fight unrighteousness and oppression.
We've been prepping here. My family's been prepping, so it's you know, it's you got to expect the worst. So
the Bible says
lots
prep.
Of water as well. So.
Water and filters and et cetera. Yep.
That's right. Exactly. Well, thank you very much, Matt. God All bless right, you Matt. And your ministry. I followed you for many, many years, so. And it dates me as well. So, but anyway.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
God bless, man. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Matt. God bless. All right. God, bye.
Hey, we have four open lines. If you want to give me a call, everybody, 877-207-2276. Boy, I tell you, I do not like unrighteousness in any form. And we Christians are obligated to stand up against it in whatever means we can, within reason, without vengeance, without violence. We're to stand up against unrighteousness and do what we can, because if we don't stand up for our own rights, they'll get trampled underfoot. Because the unbelievers don't serve God, they serve someone else. Let's get to Doug from Indiana. Welcome, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, a big fan of yours. A question about the when you go to heaven. A lot of people say it's only in your spirit, but the way I understand it, like Enoch, Elijah, and even Jesus ate, was they in the actual fleshly body when they were taken to heaven? The way I understand it, you know, some of the old-time prophets and whatnot was actually picked up by chariots and whatnot. And maybe a little insight of this, and a big fan of yours, and I'll listen off the air.
Okay, man. Appreciate it. Yes, physical bodies go to heaven. You go to 1 Corinthians 15:35-45. It says that that which is sown, the physical body, is also the thing that is raised. A physical body, though it's a glorified body, and we're going to be in heaven with it. Also, the rapture in 1 Thessalonians 4 talks about this as the change of our bodies into the glorified state as we go into the heavenlies with the Lord. So yes, it's certainly possible. Praise God for that. We have four open lines. Why don't you give me a call, folks? 877-207-2276. Of another call about the Canada stuff. I like it. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
It's Matt Slick Live, taking your calls at 877-207-2276. Here's Matt Slick.
All right, welcome back, everybody. So we're chatting about this stuff in the chat room, you know. So what should happen if they come to get us? Run, flee, do what? And someone said, Matt, they'd hide me next to their fiber optic outlet. And so I can still produce material while I'm fleeing. So anyway, hey, four open lines if you want to give me a call, 877-207-2276. 76. Let's get to, give me a call, folks. You have four open lines. Give me a call. Lisa from Virginia. Lisa, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I hope it's not staticky or anything like that. I am just so thankful for your program, and I'm also so very thankful for the caller who spoke from Canada that gave me all this new information regarding the Street Church and the Rebel News. So you go to the streetchurch.ca and you see this pastor that's being taken away by police officers, and the first heading says that how the Canadian judge stays compelled speech against this pastor. So whenever he opens his mouth, he has to repeat things. He's ordered to recite a script saying what medical experts say about all these different things.
Yeah. Here's what I say. I'd say to them, you can stick it. But also, if anybody wants, I can show you where to go on the CARM website. This relates to stuff. And I'm doing a right now, CARM.org/COVID. And what it'll do is it'll take you to the COVID articles I've written. On the top paragraph, it has a link, wonder.cdc.gov. You can go in on your own, and you hit the VAERS data, and you go in, and it's not hard to do. Just do it a few runs, and you can find out. You can, there you go. I'm doing it right now, as a matter of fact. I'm looking on the cdc.gov website. And what I'm going to do is go through their data set. I'm going to do it live right now. Okay, and you can get the information and documentation to show them. And these judges, they want you to recite certain things, but they're not reciting all of it. They only want you to recite what they want you to recite, not the true facts, not everything. So I'm doing this right now, group results by vaccine. And then all information and all things, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to select all in the vaccine products, but I'm going to hit Control-A, and then I'm going to go through and find COVID. And I click on COVID, and I deselect COVID. So now every single thing is selected except COVID. And what this is going to do is going to go through all the reports. Now it's processing. Selection of vaccine, all other items. Please select all or specific items. Okay, I could do that. And it'll go through every single report that's ever been put in to the CDC of all the virus-related problems. Come on, why is it not working? And look at this, all other items. Selection for vaccine product. That's weird. They changed how this done. I'll do vaccine type and see if that does it. Oh, you slime balls. Now I got to work it. At any rate, what it'll do is it will show you all the products and all the results of all of the virus, all the deaths related to viruses. I've done this. I've got the information done from October and all the viruses combined since 1960s, excluding COVID, is something like 9,000 deaths. From the CDC website, okay, this is you guys can go check it yourself. I'm not giving misinformation. This is the CDC website. I'm on it right now, and I've done this before. And then when you go in and you just do COVID by itself, there's over 13,000 deaths in just a couple of years. It's for the CDC. If people say, oh, that's misinformation, take them off the air. You can't say that. You go verify that I'm wrong. Go verify it by going in there. I give instructions on how to do it on my website. See?
Yeah. People, I'm just saying, people get ready. Jesus is coming soon. You know, and I think we have to be ready to make a stand, you know, and the Christians need to just wake up and not be lullabied by just all these different things in life that's distracting us. We've got to be ready to make a stand and ready to, it's not going to be easy. We have to pay a price for it.
That's right.
So, and if we're not willing to do it, we have to support people that are doing it.
That's right.
You know, if the truckers in America is taking a stand, we need to provide food. We need to provide this. We need to step
That's
up.
Right.
We need to support people. Send money. Do your part. But
That's right.
We have to wake up.
That's right.
You know, this stuff is just, this is not the America that I came to. It's not the America that anyone came to. And it's scary. And we have to, in addition to all these different things, we also have to prepare, like the Canadian caller said.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So...
Yep. In fact, I just got this thing to work. I was making one slight mistake. I got it figured out, and I just ran. Yeah, I ran a test on everything excluding COVID, and all this stuff. And I did what's called death under Section 5. So the category is death, and I did that, and I ran it, and I'm running another one on just COVID. And the one that came in for death on all viruses, I mean all the vaccines except for COVID, 9,512 total deaths. That's what it says since the '60s when the thing comes in. And it has all kinds of stuff listed in here. And you gotta go through and look at stuff. But hepatitis, anthrax, all kinds of things in here. But this is what it says. VAERS data, CDC Wonder, are updated on every Friday. Those are the results, 9,512 total events. And what I did was I said everything except COVID and all the deaths. Now I ran one on just COVID. Just COVID, from their own information, from their own website at wonder.cdc.gov, their own information, 23,149 total events.
Huh.
Wow. And this is from, and so the Janssen product, 2,068. Moderna, 6,446. Pfizer, 16,000. I'm like, so my problem, you know, my question is, how come the news media isn't on the CDC website going, look at this? Maybe it's possible that I'm just not doing it right. Maybe I'm just not. It's certainly possible. But yeah, I just go through. Well, it says group results by vaccine. That's what I'm doing. Select the symptoms, all symptoms. And I too, just COVID. It says vaccine products and just COVID. The flu vaccine brands, and then all manufacturers, all doses, all locations, all ages, all genders, and the event category is death. And that's what it says. And it's days in the hospital, all days, report conversion, all of, you know, everything. And I just hit send, which is, you know, go, and it produces this information. And there it is again, 23,149. Like, excuse me? And that's more than a lot more than what it was in October. So, you know, if people wanted me off the air because I say stuff like this, and they say I'm misreading it, then go through, do it, and explain how to do it right. If it's misinformation, then it's misinformation produced by the CDC itself.
Yeah, but their data.
It's their data. In fact, another thing I can do, because we got nobody waiting right now, another thing I can do is vaccine. I can do all symptoms. Now, this is, instead of just COVID or everything but COVID, I'm going to do all everything. Or I'll do no, I'm going to do everything except COVID. Okay, I'm going to do everything except COVID, and there's a reason. And I'll show you something. Whoops, everything. Control A, then hold Control C, and then you hit. That deselects that, deselects that. And then I'm going to do all events. This is all events, not just death, but all events by all of the, this is without COVID, all of them. So, sore throat, headache, whatever it might be. This is all of them excluding COVID. Okay, I'll give you the number, 870,175. 870,000 total events. See, I got in there like anthrax, BCG, you know, DGAP, IPV, all this stuff that is listing here. Now, what I'm going to do is do the exact same thing with one difference. I'm going to go through and I'm going to just do COVID. So, all manufacturers, all locations, all events. So, it's the same thing, except the first one I get, 870,000, was all events, excluding COVID. Now I'm doing all events with COVID. 1,088,560 total events. Whoa.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. Janssen is 79,000 events reported. Moderna, 408,000. Pfizer, 634,000. And an unknown is 3,000.
Wow.
Man. So it's got to be that I'm not reading this right. And that's certainly a possibility. But if I'm just telling you, it's wonder.cdc.gov. You just go there. Let's see. Go there and check it out. And it, if I do that, it doesn't take you to the exact right place. You have to go to the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S. So you got to find that. Do a search for V-A-E-R-S inside of there. Oh, man, I can't find it. By making it difficult to find. If you want to find it, all you got to do is go to carm.org. Yeah. wonder.cdc.gov/VAERS.html, and that'll get it to you. VAERS.html, or you can go to the CARM site, and the link is there, and go through it. I even have an article, I even show how to do it. So, and I've asked people, if it's wrong, show me how it's wrong. I'm open to being corrected. I honestly am. I don't want to misrepresent anything. I don't have an agenda. I don't have a dog in this fight. It's like, hey, if I'm wrong, show me. Now, there are people who follow me and who hate what I do, and they look for any reason to have me banned. And so I'm just saying that if my information is wrong, then it can't be misinformation. And if the powers that be want to silence me because it's misinformation, then go verify it yourself to see if it's misinformation. Don't just say, I don't like it, it's misinformation, you're gone. That's censorship, and that's a lie. Go find out for yourself. That's what I say. But I've been threatened with arrest. I've been threatened with death. I've had Satanists come after me. I have people threaten me with lawsuits. I've had all, we're going to get you off the air. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It happens. And you know what? I'm still going to say what the truth is. And that's what I'm going to do. Okay? All right, Lisa. Thank you. A lot of noise in the background there. So we hang up on that. But folks, that's what it is. We're almost out of time. I am not out to cause problems, but I am out to resist the lies from the enemy. Lies are everywhere. They could be lies spiritual. They could be lies factual. They could be lies in the government, in the CDC, in politics. They could be lies in churches. They could be lies in everywhere. All truth belongs to God, and all Christians need truth. And we should always promote the truth and not submit ourselves to the lies that are used to pressure and control God's people. All right, folks, I'm out of here. May the Lord bless you by His grace. Hopefully, I'm not arrested. I'll still be on the air tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. See you. God bless. Bye.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.